maybe you put $20 billion into a seawall for New York, and then it doesn't work when the storm surge overtops it by a couple of feet, you know, that kind of thing. It's also risky from the standpoint of, suppose somebody learns how to modulate, sulfur in the upper atmosphere to cut back on the insulation so things cool down a little bit. That doesn't do anything to deal with the fact that carbon keeps going up in the atmosphere. Suppose somebody found a way to switch the rains on and off in certain places so you could bring water to areas that have been suffering drought or steer it away from places that are getting flooded during monsoons. Well, you know, a technology like that is going to, it's very tempting to militarize it. Anything that powerful is going to be turned into a weapon. So these technologies, just like most technologies, can be used wisely, if by somebody maybe, or unwisely, or aggressively by somebody else. And there's no, absent an agreement at the global level as to who's in charge, there are serious risks there.
Well, you know, in another chapter, one hopeful thing that jumped out of me was the city of Munich, Germany. They, I guess they made a pledge that energy would be, they would, by the year 2025, not too far from now, the city would be working on renewable and public energy. Now, that seems quite an immense undertaking, and we really hope that their example gets followed.
Well, sure. Germany is in many ways an exemplar of good public policy with respect to sustainability. They've had laws on the books for years that encourage the installation of solar panels and wind facilities and that sort of thing, although they've backed off to some extent on those things. But they've made amazing progress towards becoming more or less, well, not independent. Nobody is really independent. But showing the way towards increasing the share of electricity generation attributable to renewables. So there's a whole lot going on there, as well as in other places, that we could all do well to emulate and try to build on.
Well, let's talk to our friends in the membership desk, and then we'll come back. I'd like to say a little bit about an interesting chapter by Gar Alperovitz. We can talk about that. So right now, let's go out to Will and Lynn.
Well, and just for this 1 minute, we're going to have Sam and Lynn.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right, Pear. Thank you very much for your work. And what we want you to do right now, right this very second, is dial 877-500-5266. And magically, Sam has turned into Will. I love the magic of radio. It is so much fun. And if you want to keep the magic of radio going here at KABU, which we all really, really do, dial 877-500-5266. And for 1 second, I need to thank the restaurants who feed our hungry volunteers. That is their contribution to KABU. Cricket Cafe at 3159 Southeast Belmont. Produce Row Cafe at 204 Southeast Oak, and The Whole Bowl at 4409 Southeast Hawthorne. Thank you very much, restaurants.
Yes, we'd really like to thank them because they know that KABU's part of the community, and a restaurant is obviously part of the community. People go into that restaurant to support it, to eat their food. I'm not allowed to say what kind of food, but we very, very much appreciate their generosity. And you, listeners out there, are also part of that same community. So when you dial up 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-5266, you'll be saying thank you to the people who support us, and you're all working together. This is a real communal come-togetherness. And I think I might have made that phrase up, and I apologize, but I need everybody out there, we need everybody out there to come together and support KABU, because
right,
this is a great
now.
City, and you live in this city for the reasons that I think we all live in this city, that it's a very terrific place to live. There's great bookstores, great movies houses, there's all these wonderful museums and art galleries, and KABU is absolutely integral to the heart of Portland, and you can be too by dialing 877-500-5266. Let me say that one more time, a bit more slowly. It's 877-500-5266.
Yes, and your membership, your contribution makes you a member, makes you a voting member of KBOO. You can vote for the board of directors. In fact, we encourage members to vote for the board of directors. And there are all kinds of little prizes that that come with your membership.
Yeah, it's active participation. You're not
That's
just
right.
sending off a check and saying, I hope they spend it well. You can find out where your money goes, and you can actively work. Your membership is so much more when you're in a part of KBOO. You can come to the meetings. You can learn about all the different boards of directors and everything that's going on here. You can walk in the front door at 20 Southeast 8th and put your money down on the table and say, I support KBOO.
It's a beautiful day. Come on down to 20 Southeast 8th. You can tell we have a beautiful mural on the front, and the bike racks are headphones, people. Yes, they are. Come down, fill out an application, and put your money down the table. Or if you want to do a monthly transfer, it's up to you how you want to do it. We now can do deductions, monthly deductions on credit and debit cards to make.
It's
we are
so
trying to
simple.
Make things easier and easier and easier for you.
It's a small amount taken from your monthly account, and it is making KBOO stay on the air, and it's bringing you these great shows that are worked on so hard and so lovingly by all our terrific presenters.
That's right. And start at $10 a month. That's $120 a year. That's a huge, huge deal for us, and a mere $10 a month, maybe the price of a couple of lattes or something like that for you.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
really do get value for money from KBOO. We spend your money very, very wisely and very carefully. We stretch every dollar as far as it can be stretched to keep this terrific radio station on the air. So I implore you, please call us at 877-500-5266. You can make this happen. You can celebrate this beautiful, lovely day we're enjoying here. How many more of these do we have left? I mean, the environment's going down the toilet, people, and you need to know what's going on. And KBOO will keep you informed of that. And so we can celebrate this lovely day by picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266.
Yes, and we've got a $250 goal this for this segment for a pair, and just a few minutes to do it. And I know you people can do it. I know you listeners, you can rally to the occasion and call in, and a couple of people doing $10 a month, that should do it. That should really do it.
That
will take us to our goal, and every little goal means something. If you have been a member for a long time, please consider just upping it, just a couple bucks a month. That will also help us a lot. Every bit counts, and it can be a large bit, really. We have no problem. There is no limit to how much you can contribute to KBOO. But first, you have to pick up that phone at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And now back to Per Fogarin.
Yeah, we're going to wind up this show. We're talking with Tom Prue of the World Watch Institute about their State of the World 2014 book, Governing for Sustainability. And let's sort of, you know, can we end on a sort of a hopeful note? We have the interesting chapter by Gar Alperovitz. He talks about building community wealth. He talks about the Mondragon cooperative in Spain, which has been going on now for, ever since the 40s.
Yeah, and, you know, Mondragon is probably the poster child for worker co-ops. It's entirely owned by the workers. There are several hundred thousand of them. The corporation or the company collectively has revenues in the billions, or I should say sales in the billions. It's a successful business model, and yet it's largely run by the people who work there, as opposed to the standard, you know, model where there's a boss at the top and senior management, and everybody else just does what they're told and gets a salary and goes home and gripes. So a lot of observers think that you can't really have a true political democracy unless you also have economic democracy, and this is a way to achieve that in the workplace. And it's starting to show up in various places around the world, including here in the United States and places like Argentina and other places, and it's a promising trend. I won't say it's huge yet, but it's promising and could lead to good things.
Well, I know we've had a few small worker-owned businesses right here in Portland for quite a while now. There's one right kind of across the street from us, the City Bikes, but there are others. And I was reading about a laundry in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And there are these things happening at a kind of like little sprouts coming out of the earth, I guess. We hope that they grow. What will it take to make them grow?
Well, it takes getting the word out on venues like KBOO. So we're doing our part here, trying to. People need to know about these as options. A lot of folks have never heard of worker co-ops. You know, they think when you get out of school, what you do is you go dutifully trot around from one place to another, or figuratively online, and shop your resume to get a job. Hope somebody gives you a job. This is an alternative way of making a living in the world and helping to build community and democracy at the same time.
Okay, well, we'll end it there. This is KBOO, a member-owned radio station. We've been talking with Tom Prue of the World Watch Institute. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and good luck with your pledge drive.
Okay. You heard that, folks. Let's get some money out here.
All right. They will certainly do their best. Thank you, Per. You are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station. It is Thursday morning, and we're about 15 minutes away from Flashpoints. Today featuring a recent talk by radical economist Richard Wolff. At 11 today on Between the Covers, host Lisa Loving interviews Annabelle Gurwitch, actress, author, and activist, about her memoir, I See You Made an Effort, Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories from the Edge of 50. And at 11:30 today on the Radio Zine, host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with Dr. James Gordon about his new book, Unstuck, Your Guide to the 7-Stage Journey Out of Depression. But first, it's Air Cascadia at 10 o'clock with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. Join us. Stay with us. That's next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Self-Enhancement, Inc. Financial Empowerment Clinic on Saturday, May 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be opportunities to meet with a financial planner, pull and review your credit report with an expert, attend workshops on getting ready for college, budgeting for back to school, and more. Community resources will be available, as well as food, raffle prizes, and kids' activities. The event is at Self-Enhancement Inc., 4134 North Vancouver. More information on the Financial Empowerment Clinic, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., can be found at kboo.fm, on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community station at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And don't forget, we are at 90.7 FM and we are at kboo.fm because of you. People who've called that number, 877-500-5266, to support this kind of programming, these voices that you hear every day that are part of your family, they're part of your routine, they're part of your world, they're part of how we go about building community. We'll be speaking